It's interesting because when I was in Phillies camp, I will tell you that the remarks by Snicker did not necessarily get received well because they felt, hey, we won the series. We beat him. That's the way it is. We would have rather had the bye. All guys want rest at that time of year. But I do understand the other side of it as well. We've seen teams get knocked out with byes in recent years, some very powerful teams, a couple of times with the Dodgers. It's not an easy thing to pick it back up again, but one point that a certain Phillies player made to me was, hey, All-Star break, it's the same amount of time you're off and nobody complains then. So they're going to have to figure it out if it gets to that point, and I'm sure they'll be delighted if it does.
Well, delighted they are because the Phillies are off this week as they get ready for a division series starting on Saturday. 4 o'clock is the first pitch both Saturday and Sunday at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494. It bothered the Phillies, and as it should. I mean, the Braves made it seem, Hugh, the way Snicker talked, like the only reason they beat them last year is because they were rusty off the bat.
Yeah, basically that's what they were saying. And I think that for Brian Snicker, when you look at the history of what happened, because I think it happened to the Dodgers too.
It had Dodgers both the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so there's something to that. But to say it in the breath that he said it in, it kind of made it feel like the win that the Phillies had wasn't legit.
Exactly.
Because they weren't at their full strength.
Yeah, I think the Phillies have compartmentalized this for a full year, actually 2 years in a row, doing it to the Braves. They have the simulated game today. They have an older team. I'm not worried. I think the rest will give them an advantage. I mean, the Mets and Brewers might beat each other up for 3 days, use all their relief pitchers, and they have to come in here, you know, tired on Saturday. I think it's an advantage to the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, so we did, before we go back to the phone lines, we did have 1 day of the playoffs yesterday. One day in, so we have the Padres up 1-0 on the Braves. That series might end tonight. I think it will. And then we have the Mets, Hugh, up 1-0 on the Brewers. If the Mets win today, it's the Mets coming in here on Saturday.
So we want to try to extend this as long as we possibly can.
Yeah, I want to.
I kind of feel like that's where you're going.
Yeah,
with
I want the Brewers and Mets to play at least, you know, well, obviously all three games in this series. And I got to say, as much as I was calling you guys plant-based about the, you know, the layoff thing, I don't really want to see the Mets. I just, if I have my way, we get the Brewers here on Saturday. There's just something about this Mets team that I really want to avoid. I tweeted it last time, I'd be like, oh, you're scared. That's not scared. I just would rather play the Brewers.
Well, that is plant-based.
Well, that's fine. I am plant-based. I mean, on this one, I am. Guys, you have to admit, the Mets have that weird look about them.
They have momentum right now.
Yeah,
that's
like the 2022 Phillies did. I mean, these six seeds, five seeds, they just get on these runs, and it's like, oh, I don't want it. I don't want it. I mean, I may have no choice. It might be the Mets on Saturday, and we got to deal with it, Kyle. But
with all their fan base coming
well,
down the street.
Yeah, we better put a stop to that. But I would rather not face the Mets.
So, like, this is my whole thing, because obviously I'm the one that's scared to death, I think, the most of the three of us on the show.
Oh, yeah, you're terrified.
It's not about the opponents. It's about us getting in our own way. Like, we're going to have Wheeler going game one, right? If I could pick any pitcher in this entire league to start a game one for me in a postseason series against any team, it's Zach freaking Wheeler. I got no issues with that whatsoever. It's whether or not we're going to go through one of our patented Phillies cold streaks like we always do. And what Rosenthal said there, whoever the Philly was that told him, well, the All-Star break's the same one and nobody complains about that. That's because you don't have to play the most important series of your season immediately following the All-Star break. And you have months after that to figure it out. Like, I think teams are almost just accepting of that layoff and that it might take them a little bit to pick up after that than they are if it's the NLDS. Like, the stakes are way higher. So I don't jive with that logic at all.
I hear you. I just think the bye thing is overdone. In a five-game series, what are the odds anyway? 55-45, the better team wins? 60-40, depending on how big of a gap it is? Like, this is going to happen. It's baseball. It's a five-game series. We keep looking at, like, that team lost because they had the bye. Maybe they lost because they just lost.
Well, so I agree. But I think the fact that it's a five-game series almost works against them more than
you don't have time to figure it out.
It's shorter series. Like, you don't have seven. Like, in a seven-game series, I'm picking this Phillies team over just about anybody.
Usually in seven, the better team wins.
Like I said earlier, in a five-game series, if we go back to New York, because we're assuming it's the Mets, 1-1, like, that's trouble to me. I am going to be crapping my pants if that's the case. And then, God forbid, we go down 2-1.
Oh, stop.
And then we have a bullpen game in game four on the road. Like,
you're paying too many
all
pitches,
of these
dog.
Things are flying through my head. I can't help it.
Deep breath.
No, I can't.
Deep breath. All right. Can we play one more reason I want to see the Brewers here? Listen to this nonsense last night. So Pat Murphy is the name of the Brewers manager, okay? Mm-hmm. And look, he did a good job for the season. They made the playoffs. They're the 3 seed. They got a good team. So last night, Pat Murphy, if you were watching the game or kind of following along, he removed his starting pitcher, Hugh, after 68 pitches, and he went to the bullpen. And part of his, you know, he got into his reasoning here, but he was asked after the game, why did you remove a pitcher that had retired 9 in a row? Well, Pat Murphy, the manager, didn't realize his pitcher had retired 9 in a row. Here it was.
Murph, what did you see in Peralta? He had obviously retired 9 guys in a row, but was there something that you saw that made you think, well, he's not at his best?
I don't think he retired 9 in a row, but maybe.
Uh-oh.
3, 6, well, one was a hard contact sack fly to center, but it isn't about that. You know, he's probably 18 pitches from where he kind of is limit. We take the lead in the game. We've got a full bullpen. It's a playoff game. You don't, we'd like to get him to 5 because of our bullpen usage over the week. You don't do that. You're playing to win tonight. And Piamps has got a 1.03 ERA in 30 games.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I need that manager here on Saturday getting rattled by the crowd. He was at home last night, and he didn't even know the pitcher 100 feet in front of him had retired 9 in a row. How does he not know that?
You know what I think it was, and this is not an excuse, but he had already planned in his mind what he was going to do.
I agree with you.
And that's what it was. He didn't care about the moment. He didn't care about the feel of the game. He just wanted him out of there because he's thinking about the next game.
He was planning the whole thing out.
Yes, he planned that out way before he got to that moment.
But he looked silly when,
he did.
Hey, retired 9 in a row, why'd you take him out? He didn't. Well, I maybe he did.
He should have just left that alone and said, hey, I was thinking about, I was ahead of the game a little bit. So I really wasn't in that moment. I was just thinking about trying to save him for the other games that he has to play, because that's what it kind of sounds like he was doing.
I need that manager here on Saturday.
that doesn't have a feel for what's going on.
In the jungle of Citizens Bank Park. I want him thinking on his feet, Pat Murphy, because that was one of the worst stands I've ever heard a manager give. He retired 9 in a row. No, he didn't.
Well, it's not. This hasn't been a good week for coaches
or
managers.
No, it's been a tough week.
It's been a tough week.
Kyle, I need the Brewers here. I want Pat Murphy in a tough spot.
Yeah, I think yesterday I was the one saying I think I'd prefer the Mets over the Brewers just because the Brewers pitching gave us trouble. If they're not going to let their starters go 7
that.
Innings and throw all those pitches.
If the manager's not watching the game in front of him.
Yeah, then that's our end with the Brewers. So I will have to concede
you
that.
You feel
play.
Better?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, dude, I've been trying to tell you it's not about the opponent. It's about us.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying that didn't make you feel better?
No.
Not even a little bit?
We still are the ones with everything to lose here.
Yeah, because I get where you're coming from.
Everyone has everything to lose.
No, that's not true.
It's the playoffs.
That's not true.
But Kyle's coming from the standpoint of we're a little bit older, we're a little longer in the tooth.
Well, it is now or never.
And this is the team that we have to get it done
with. We have the home field. We have the experience. This wasn't the case the last 2 years when we go
making me nervous now.
Like, well, remember when we went into Atlanta with like that swagger and that confidence.
Like, like Tampa.
Like, we're going to beat you.
A little bit. When we had them at the NFC Championship.
Doesn't it?
Don't you. Can you get this negative energy out of here?
Wait a minute.
No, he's right.
But he
but you're
got
going
a point.
Along with this.
But no, because what he's saying make a little bit of sense. You know, getting a little bit older. Kyle started making me nervous a little bit.
You guys.
I'm done. No, I'm not going to let you do it. No.
I got you, Hugh.
I'm done. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I can't help it.
Stop it.
The Phillies are going. Can we just stop? The Phillies are going to be fine. They're going to win the NLDS. They're going to be in the NLCS next week. They're going to beat either of these teams. I just would prefer the Brewers because I think their manager's a bozo. And the Mets have a deep lineup. That's all. They're going to be fine. The layoff thing is going to be a positive. The Mets and Brewers might have to use 1,000 pitchers the next 2 games to get
Hopefully.
Here. Hopefully, right?
So we're rooting for the Brewers tonight, right?
Tonight.
Extend
that series. Make sure they throw all their pitchers at Game 3 elimination game. Yeah, that's what we're rooting for tonight. It's going to be fine. Kyle, you said it a minute ago. They have the best pitcher in baseball on the mound Saturday. They have home field advantage. It's going to be fine. 215-592-9494.
Until it's not.
It's... You said you were going to stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
The Phillies are going to come here and take that care package right back. right
They can't. I gotta wear my snug t-shirt.
What do you mean they can't take it back? Snug
hoodie. I'm wearing my snug hoodie Saturday.
I think that hoodie squeezed the confidence out of you.
Man, it kind of got me. It kind of right around the midsection, too. It was a little tight.
Yeah, a little bit too tight. All right. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be live at Chickie's of Pete's in Southford for a special all-day WIP broadcast celebrating the return of Red October. Special station announcement, of course, coming up at 8:40. No one will tell us what that is. I guess they're afraid we're going to spill the beans. But 8:40 tomorrow, special station announcement. It's a Red October rally tomorrow at Chickie's of Pete's, 1526 Packer Ave in South Philly. Come on out and hang out with us. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you concerned about Jalen? Officially, are you concerned about Jalen Hurts as Eagles quarterback and all this Philly stuff? I mean, we got everyone here worried about the layoff. They'll be fine. And I would rather not play the Mets. Anthony is up on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Anthony? What are you feeling today?
Hey, man, before I get on Jalen and Slay with this sorry apology, man, Steph Jordan is right, man. Slay got to go. He ain't his feeling, man. The highest passer rating allowed this year, the cornerbacks, guess who's number three?
Slay.
Darius Slay. Darius Slay is number three. His greater days are behind him, and it's time he go.
Well, now, Anthony, before you go on top of it, and Seth said this, and it's true. Like, in years past, we didn't have many options at corner, so, like, even if he was struggling, what are you going to do?
We got options,
especially as
we got them youngins.
We got Cooper's about to be ready to play. We know Mitchell could play, and you got Ringo, who Hugh likes. You got Rodgers. I'm with you. Get him out of here.
Yeah, we got options. Get him out of here. Now, Will, I was listening. Will from Northeast, that's my man. He's a good caller. But he said something like, you take Andy Reid in here, we got a different record. You put Patrick Mahomes in here, Baker Mayfield, we got a different record. Like, to me, both of them need to go. Nick Sirianni and Jalen needs to go. Their relationship is fractured. It's like broken glass. They're trying to put it back together with tape or glue. Like, that don't work, man. Jalen Hurts, he's not giving it a ball fast enough. He's not reading the defense fast enough. Not stepping up in the pocket. Like, come on, man. We can't win like this, man. Jalen has to go.
Jalen?
And Sirianni.
Well, he wants both. Wait, hold on.
We get rid of Jalen, too?
Yeah.
Jalen and Sirianni.
Oh.
Get them both up out of here. Anthony, we appreciate the car.
That's a lot.
Well, he got the wheels turned in my head. I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Nope. I'm not there. Nope.
2025. Hurts, Sirianni. Both are back. One is back. Neither are back.
Okay.
Next season.
I'm assuming that this season doesn't go well.
I'm just asking a question.
No, I'm saying. I'm just making sure because that's only a couple months from now.
Next season. How many of the two of them? Are they both here next year? One or none?
Well, in my world, yes, they're both here. Because we just won the Super Bowl.
Can you come back to our world?
No. I'm going to stay in this one. I'm going to stay plant-based in the world that I'm in right now, feeling like my team is going to right this ship and we're going to the Super Bowl. No, I'm not coming back. It ain't nothing you can say make me come back either. I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay right here, grounded in everything's going to be all right in 11 days.
Yeah, you would have been the guy in the Titanic at the bar drinking. Like, we'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
They're going to get us before we hit the water.
The water's up to our knees.
No, the boat's coming. We got a life raft coming. We're going to be all right.
All right, so my official stance today is only one of the two will be back next year. I don't think they're both here next year. I'd be very surprised if both are here next year. I think it's one. Kyle, two, one, or none next year?
Well, I feel like there's zero chance both of them are back.
Yeah, something's going to change.
Yeah. But see, y'all thinking that it's going to go bad. I think it's going to get better.
I don't think it's going to go well enough.
Right. Even if it's 8-9, 9-8, yeah. that's.
No, I think it's playoffs and we make a run.
Dude.
You know, the year that the Giants won the Super Bowl, they didn't like Tom Coughlin.
They had a defense.
They didn't play well in the beginning of the year.
They held the greatest offense. They went into the playoffs
that year. They were severe underdogs.
They were.
And they went on the road.
This defense.
And they
stinks.
Let me finish with my story, please. And they went on the road and they were road warriors. They won every game that they were underdogs in and then went in and beat The New England Patriots, okay, who now, were undefeated.
Now tell me why.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, yes. Off of Kyle's question. Is like the Jordan Davis, Bryce Huff, Milton Williams going to turn into Strahan and Umeniura and Tuck?
To your point, the Indianapolis Colts, the year that they won it, their defense didn't look that great. And when who did he get back?
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders. They got back Bob Sanders.
They had
Sanders.
Peyton Manning.
Can I finish with my...
No, because, hold on. You're not making, like, didn't we just say earlier,
no,
you can't win a Super Bowl with a mediocre QB and a bad defense.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Johnson won a quarterback.
But they had
won a Super Bowl.
They had a defense.
The combination of mediocre quarterback play and a bad defense.
We got good skill players. I'm not moving off of this spot.
This isn't 7-on-7 football.
I'm not moving off of this spot. I have an agenda. Jalen and the coach. At the end of the day, they're going to figure this out in 11 days. This is 11 days.
I mean, come on.
Do we have the days right? I think we do now.
Okay. I did the math.
Pretty good math.
We're going to beat the brakes off the Cleveland Browns, and we're gonna get this thing going. The sentiment and the message is going to change next week, and everything is going to be all right. And only thing we're going to talk about in 5 weeks, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but that's okay. In 5 weeks, we're going to start making plans and trips to Louisiana. I'm still driving. I just want to let y'all know. I'm driving, and I will be there. You're not getting in the car with me?
No.
That's the plan, man. You got to believe, man. That's the problem. We're so, like, when things go bad, we always want to point to the negatives. We got to start believing, man. We got to believe that this is going to be okay.
Joe, you believe?
No. I'm sorry,
that
everyone.
Is terrible.
I'm sorry. I'm using all my belief on the Phillies right now. The Eagles stuff is hurting right now. Let's go to Russ at Freehold. I don't know if he believes either. What's up, Russ?
How's it going, fellas? Wow, lot to cover today. You, big fan,
but...
of buddy Ryan Day. So you were one of those. I'm defensive guy. So you tried off. I should have said that yesterday. But listen, real quick on the Phillies. I'm only nervous about Topper. They've been playing inconsistent ball since the All-Star break, and when they had a chance to basically get a first round bye through everything, I don't know, some of his decision making is questionable. I like the vibes, but the in-game decisions, problematic. And you guys can dig into that later, but on the Eagles, Joe, I'm with you. Nick is gone at the end of the year, and the reason I say that is because I think he's gone if his win-loss record isn't what it is coming into this season. Like, they were trying to fire him all offseason to bring in Belichick or somebody. And I think the Eagles, in general, are a little bit of a victim of their own success, Jalen in particular, because the fact that Tush Push worked, the fact that Nick can act like a clown on the sidelines at times and they were winning, he's got a little bit too much Michael Scott in him for my taste, personally. But the fact that they could do that, and the Tush Push, they're like, hey, listen, if we get close, if we got 1 yard away, we had a first down. Now it's 2 yards, 3 yards, we'll go for it. And I think the fact that they lived on a deep shot, and Jalen Hurts, I said it last year to you guys, 3 seconds that ball's got to come out. He's gotten used to this luxury line that will hold up a little bit longer so he could take these deep shots, and the league's caught up. So I think they're a little bit of a victim of their own success. The fact that these bad habits work for so long, they get to get away with it.
I think that's a fair point. Yeah, they probably overachieved in 22, and it didn't allow them to maybe grow the way they needed to. Russ, it's a good phone call. Maybe Sirianni with his personality and his coaching, and Jalen with his trajectory as a quarterback. Michael Scott's from The Office.
Oh,
the character from The Office.
I didn't watch The Office.
Really either, but I feel like most listeners probably know the reference.
So wait a minute, what did Michael Scott do?
I didn't really watch The Office either.
He's just a complete incompetent goofball who is the boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of fits.
Steve Carell, that's his character? Okay, gotcha.
It's really funny.
You know, I've never seen a single episode.
That's insane.
I've seen enough like references and like I've seen clips that I know what you're referencing.
That feels like a binge project for you one day.
If you're
a Seinfeld guy, like, hey, it's... I think you'll like it.
I don't think I wouldn't like it. It's just I've never done it, and now I feel like I've missed the boat.
No.
I mean, go back?
No, because yeah, you still see the references all the time. It's a timeless TV show.
All right, maybe I'll give it a try. Let's talk
Just be prepared because season one's a little bit slow, but it's short. So
yeah, people always tell me that about shows. Like you might like this, but you got to sit through the crap.
Well,
first.
That's what Seinfeld's the same way.
It's kind of like the Game of Thrones.
Season one is the weakest of Seinfeld.
You're right. But in the moment, you don't think about that, right?
Sure.
Like, in now, and yeah, you go back, it's different. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Joe, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's Mark. What's up, buddy?
Am I concerned about Jalen Hurts? That's the question today?
Yes.
No. I'm not concerned about him as a quarterback. Does he need to play better? Obviously. I'm concerned about the structure around Jalen Hurts. I'm concerned with the head coach who loves to, you know, wear T-shirts with his players' names on it, put his players' numbers on his visor, shout at the crowd, run up into the runway, cursing out the crowd. Listen, I want a championship pedigree head coach on this team. That's what I want. That's what I want. Is he that?
He went to the Super Bowl.
But he's not a championship pedigree.
But he got you to the Super Bowl.
Did he win the Super Bowl?
You know? If he would have won it, let me ask you this question. And if you can, be honest with yourself. If he would have won the Super Bowl, would you have a problem with anything that he's done? The things that you've mentioned, would you have a problem with any of that?
I still would have some problems with it.
But you would accept it, right?
I think it's immature.
But no, the question is this. Would you accept it? Because I think maybe
with a little bit more patience.
But see, that what you're saying isn't fair because of that fact.
Thank you.
It's almost, okay, let me finish. Let me give you an analogy. I'm going to give you a bad analogy real quick. It's almost like dating a beautiful woman, right? But she chews with her mouth open. But she's stunningly gorgeous. But she chews with her mouth open and she laughs like a horse. Are you going to not date her because she's like that? Yeah,
you
I got it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Real,
yes.
He didn't win the Super Bowl. He made mistakes during the Super Bowl.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think there are some redeeming
lead that fizzled.
I hear you. But there are some redeeming qualities with Coach Sirianni. Now,
what are they? Before
you jumped on me, I was about to say, now in the last couple of weeks, they're kind of hard to see. I'm not going to lie. They're kind of hard to see. But I still think that this season is salvageable. I really, really do.
I don't. Because the defense, you got the same guys playing defense that played defense last year that just quit the second half of the year. They just got their rear ends handed to them. That same defense, it was a mirror of that defense on Sunday. It was
They left that defense, Louisiana.
Oh man, it's terrible. And if they have average offense, average quarterback play in that defense, and Mark, we appreciate it, it's not going to work. Hugh, I understand your point, and it's a good call by Mark.
It was a good call. He made a good point.
But you're right that if you win the big game, it changes everyone's opinion of you, right? If you lose it, but it's not by accident that the guy is on the winning side is on the winning side and the guy's on the losing side. I'm just going to read you. I pulled up Super Bowl winning coaches versus Super Bowl losing coaches. Mm-hmm. On the left side of the column, right, the winners, you know, you see the names Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton, Tom Coughlin, Bill Belichick, obviously his name a lot, right? Andy Reid, his name a lot. If you go to the losing coach side of the bracket, or the column I'm looking at, you know, you see names like Bobby Ross and Jim Fossil.
You talk about names nobody
remembers. And Mike Martz and Bill Callahan. Like, lots of guys lost the Super Bowl, and they really weren't that good. They had a good moment. They got there, right? They had. But there's something to that. Like, now, great coaches have lost Super Bowls, too. But, you know, right now, Nick Sirianni fits way more into the Ken Wisenhunt, Jim Fossil category than he does the other side of this thing. 215-592. It's true.
It might not be true, but I'm just like, damn.
It is. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone goes. Elliot will join us. His take on all this and your calls on Hurts and the Phillies. Does a long layoff concern you? It does it for me. We'll hit it all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, y'all know how much I love bacon. I can eat bacon all day. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices, pork roll, juicy breakfast sausage links, and Canadian bacon. Soon in your grocery store in the frozen section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links. Perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer located near you. Find your flavor. 20.